Macmillan Audio presents The Lost House by Melissa Larson. Read for you by Saskia Marleveld. For my family. Don't you know I don't believe in letting go? I don't believe in snow. Forrest Irwin, Devotion. Part 1. Prologue. February 3rd, 2019. I hope I haunt you. Ausa can feel the beat of the music pulsing in her skeleton, but she can't hear it. She can feel Lilia's hot breath on the back of her neck, undoubtedly complaining about something, anything to get Ausa's attention back on her. But she can't decipher it. The vodka burns a messy path down her throat, and she doesn't know how many she's had, but she can't bring herself to care. There is no party. There is only the high-pitched internal scream that whistles in her ears every time she thinks about him and the words on the screen in her hand. Her fingers hurt from clutching the phone for so long. I hope I haunt you. All it takes is a tap, and she'll have sent it. She'll never have to see him again. She can't do it.
What's wrong?
Lilia shouting in her ear. Ausa clicks the button to kill her screen. Lilia will look. She'll search for a gap in Ausa's concentration. She can't let things rest. Sometimes Ausa thinks Lilia can smell the secrets on her. Normally, Ausa can swallow her irritation, but there's no more room in her stomach, no more patience. The sounds of the party come back in a flood, the music, the laughter, the press of bodies dancing. At her feet, there's a half-empty beer can spinning on its side, vomiting its contents all over the floor. Ausa tows it away from her, but it rolls haltingly back to her. She kicks it. The can lands with a satisfying smack on a girl's leg, exploding the last of its contents.
Hey!
She yells, twisting in place to figure out what's happened.
Aim higher next time,
Lilia says, hoping for a laugh. Desperate for some air, Ausa pushes through the crowd in the living room, into the decrepit kitchen. Lilia follows, as Ausa knew she would. They find a corner by the back door, the only open space in the abandoned house. It's never been this full. Even in the dead of winter, the room is hot with the combined breath and body heat of its inhabitants. The smell of sweat and grease and cigarette smoke overwhelms Ausa, threatening to choke her. Or maybe it's just Lilia's arm, snaking around her neck. Strands of her hair plaster onto Ausa's skin, dragging and sucking like tentacles.
Is it Oscar?
Lilia asks.
Or is it...
Leave it, Ausa warns her. She slicks her friend's hair away from her face. Lilia's eyes are red and unfocused. She asks,
Is it me?
Like she's terrified to hear the truth that it is, but she can't help herself from asking, just as she can't help herself from snooping. Ausa knows she is equally unsteady, has had even more to drink than Lilia, but the anger roiling inside her props her up. The rage and the desire to run, to him, from him. She doesn't know anymore.
Does it ever bother you?
Ausa says, shouting over the music.
How everyone wants everything from you all the time. No one is happy. We are all hungry mouths, opening and closing, opening and closing.
She demonstrates with her hand, blinking as her own fingers blur in front of her.
What?
Lilia aims her ear at Ausa's face.
Nothing,
Ausa says. It's true. It's nothing. There's another mouth coming toward her. Oscar, cutting through the crowd, shoving at people's shoulders, laughing when he spills someone's drink. He wants Ausa to dance. He wants so much from her. Ausa downs the last remnants of her drink and lets the cup fall to the floor. She's leaving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?